Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. Already the top destination in Southeast Asia for startup investment, Singapore-based enterprises are attracting more funding than ever. Recently, KPMG has released a report on Asia-Pacific's technology-focused startup landscape in emerging markets and how technology and innovation have been a key catalyst for the rise of startups. And joining us on the phone to explain what this means for future startups and the sectors that can be capitalized on is Darren Yong, Head of Technology, Media and Telecommunications at KPMG Asia-Pacific. Welcome to the show, Darren.
Hi, Hongbin. Nice to be here.
Hello. Okay, so tell us more about some of the key findings from this report.
Well, first of all, we wanted to set out and put forward a report that sort of highlighted all the activity in Asia-Pacific. You know, we've heard so much around tech giants around the world, such as the U.S., but this was the time that we wanted to see what was happening in Asia. Mm. So some of the key findings we found was that there was a huge focus around Southeast Asia, particularly around the large populations. We also found a lot of hyper-localization models that was a key standout. And what this means was that there was opportunities for local companies to set up their own businesses and target local markets across Southeast Asia and broadly across Asia-Pacific.
So in what ways has technology and innovation been a key catalyst for the rise of these emerging giants?
Well, everyone has access to a mobile phone now. And I guess that is now the digital platform by which every company wants to operate. And if you think about the billions of people in Southeast Asia and across Asia-Pacific, that ability to engage and technology through the mobile phone or applications has been a real standout. In our survey, we looked at all the top 100 emerging giants in Asia-Pacific, as well as the top 10 emerging giants in every single one of the 12 markets we studied. 80% of all of the companies that we listed had the word software or platform in the descriptor. And what that really highlighted for us is that each and every one of your listeners on this phone could be an emerging giant if they leverage the platform and software to target local markets in the markets that each of every one of us on our listing serve.
So what then does this mean for future startups?
Well, I think what that means is that it democratizes the access to technology. In the past, you had to have hundreds, maybe billions of dollars to set up a company and really roll it out and grow. But now what we're seeing is that because of coding and software and data, anyone could learn and teach themselves how to basically build an application. If they can see niches or areas that they think they can capitalize on in their local market, either being a small city, a nation, or across multiple countries, that is the inspiring factor that enables anyone to basically innovate and create something that's new and different, and often very different from what we're seeing in other parts around the world.
Look, moving on to Singapore, let's focus on Singapore now. How many startups are based in Singapore?
So we had, in our study, we had around 6,500 pre-unicorns. And by pre-unicorn, we're talking around valuations at 500 million and below. So that was our total population that we looked at. Within Singapore, there were obviously hundreds of them based in Singapore. But what we looked at was the top 10 for each of the markets across the region. And so within that population of thousands, we narrowed it down to the top 10 across markets such as Singapore.
Okay, and give us like a comparison of how many startups there are in Singapore compared to other emerging giants in Asia-Pacific.
Well, if I look at Asia-Pacific as a whole, we still had quite a lot of Chinese and Indian-based startups. And then we had probably quite a number from Japan, Korea, and Singapore. So I think within that, the top population of the top 100 across the region, Singapore fared quite well in the number of emerging giants based in Singapore.
So what makes Singapore especially attractive for these startups to set up here or have their headquarters here?
Well, there are a number of factors that I think are the right mix for why people are setting up in Singapore. I would put number one is the government and the support that we have seen from profile from the Singapore government to enable innovation, to bring in talent, and to enable the ecosystem of players within in the nation. Mm-hmm. The second I see is a lot of economic stability and support. So I think where people are thinking about where do I put my headquarters, do I have government support, is there economic stability, there are two big ticks there from a Singapore point of view. The other key factor I see is that many of the multinationals are all headquartered in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, not only are we seeing thousands of headquartered companies in Singapore, multinationals and enterprise companies, but we're also seeing a lot more talent based in Singapore. So I think for those multiple reasons, Singapore is a very natural place for anyone to set up and headquartered here, both targeting Singapore as a nation, but also Southeast Asia as the hub for Southeast Asia. So these are the key reasons why we're seeing Singapore being a huge attraction for people setting up companies and startups in Singapore.
Oh, it seems like there are a lot of attractive reasons. But are there any challenges for startups to set up in Singapore?
Well, I think there are a number of challenges. I think obviously the access to the talent and rising costs. So what we are seeing is that data science, data engineers are becoming harder to come by across the region. Mm-hmm. But with that, we're seeing an influx or a demand from other nations coming into Singapore to support that a demand for talent. I do also feel that as a market, Singapore is a different market to adjacent markets. So what we see in Singapore, working for Singapore, doesn't necessarily translate in a one-to-one ratio to what applies to, say, Indonesia or Vietnam or Philippines and Malaysia. And so by virtue of that, these are some of the areas that companies, as they set up, need to consider. As they start to move into adjacent markets, the way of accessing those markets, the way consumers behave, is all quite different. And so these are some of the challenges when you set up in Singapore, being able to apply yourself outside of the country itself.
Okay, so what are some of the areas or sectors we see startups concentrated in here in Singapore?
Well, interestingly, from the survey, when we looked at the most common subsectors that were mentioned, some of the interesting ones that came out on top were NFTs and DeFi, decentralized finance. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, we're seeing payments, the structure around fintech being absolutely one of the most prevalent areas, of which areas are being capitalized and invested on. Mm-hmm. The other interesting area that we're seeing is this trend from from B2C to B2B. So direct-to-consumer engagement, which is you and I, but now working through other enterprises, so business-to-business. And so what we're seeing is that the ability to move across sectors and working with other companies, be it health, banking, insurance, telco services, they're all converging across multiple sectors. And so this B2B model is starting to grow and gain more traction.
I see. So what among those areas are there to be capitalized on?
I would probably put banking and finance and insurance up there. Mm-hmm. If you think about the traditional services that everyone uses, we all have a bank, we all use insurance, we all have health, and we all have telco services. These core services are ripe for disruption, and they're not often the most digitally enabled. So I think when you think about the opportunities and what can be capitalized, all of those areas I would see as being key areas for disruption. The other area that we're seeing, and primarily because of COVID, is more pronounced, are areas such as supply chain logistics and supply chain data. Mm-hmm. So we're all used to receiving packages within sort of hours of when we're putting in an order and tracking it real time. All this type of information and ability to deliver services home to the home and across the region and tracking that information and providing customization of services and offers are definitely becoming more capitalized in the region.
Okay. Thank you so much, Darren, for explaining this report and talking about how startups are functioning in emerging markets.
It's a pleasure, Ongbing. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Darren Young, Head of Technology, Media and Telecommunications at KPMG Asia Pacific. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.